FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Provincial and national government departments must pay what they owe municipalities. It's a plea from Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana, who tabled his mini-budget in Parliament this afternoon. He says departments paying their debts will allow the municipalities to pay water boards and Eskom so that the utilities can deliver services to citizens. The minister also says many municipalities face serious governance, planning and financial management challenges.
As things stand, 50 of the 257 municipalities in the country have active financial recovery plans. Three municipalities are under national intervention, and these are Mangaung, Enoch Mgijima and Ligwa. The situation is untenable in that regard. And the reality is that national government cannot intervene in all municipalities at the same time.
Godongwana says money has been set aside to support proposed priority infrastructure projects.
These include, but not limited to, two hospital projects, including a district hospital in Limpopo, landside capacity expansion at the Cape Town container terminal, capacity upgrades on the rail network from Watlu to Gqeberha, rehabilitation of water infrastructure in eThekwini, and student housing accommodation at six higher education institutions.
A security officer has been shot and killed in Umlazi, south of Durban. The circumstances around this afternoon's shooting are not yet clear. Gareth Jemison is from Airless Paramedics.
Two people have been injured, two security officers, one critically so. We've called in the MOC Red Cross helicopter to expedite the transfer of the critically injured guard through to the specialist Ahmed Al Qadi Private Hospital.
There's been another case of suspected food poisoning involving school children in KwaZulu-Natal. The Provincial Education Department says seven pupils from a school in Umtwalume were rushed to hospital this morning after eating snacks bought from a local shop. It says six have since been discharged while one has been kept for observation. And at least 52 people have now been killed in flash floods in Spain, in the worst natural disaster to hit the nation in recent memory. Rainstorms have flooded parts of the east and south, turning village streets into rivers and derailing a high-speed train near Malaga. More than 1,000 soldiers have been deployed to devastated areas and several people are still reportedly missing. Durban 23 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 22, Richards Bay 24.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Dolphins have finished day one of their four-day clash with Western Province on 43 without loss. They trail by 169 runs. Liverpool to face Brighton twice in the matter of days, starting tonight in the League Cup. And Man United target Ruben Amorim says that he hasn't decided on his future just yet.